Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Woohoo!
It does sound just like it.
Isn't it?
That's Ariana Grande. Woo! No tears left to cry on
Jen loves that song. She gets really excited.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande. Woo!
Food stops.
That was supposed to play first.
That too.
Is that your fault?
Foodstuffs, sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. You got one in the Del Mar Loop, one in Southampton. We're live on Instagram right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. Check that out. All right, what'd you spill, Jen? What is this?
Oh, don't say anything.
Oh, sorry.
Just keep it.
I was trying to be really discreet.
I'm just curious. It's food stuff, so it's applicable.
It was just a little orange tea.
Okay. It smells pretty good.
It's all cleaned up.
Speaking
with Tim's dish towel. With Tim's dirty dish towel.
Speaking of orange, just one orange a day can benefit your eyesight. That's all you need. Yeah, people think, oh, carrots, this and that. Orange. It helps out a lot. Vitamin C.
All right.
Food stuff.
What about orange juice?
No, you're supposed to really eat the orange. It has fiber, and
I don't do a lot of the citruses. They hurt me.
Yeah, they do?
Yeah, too much acid for me.
I get that.
I already have enough of that. Anytime I give Tim ibuprofen, I'm like, sorry, it's got some Tums dust on it.
Lay's. Are we Lay's potato chips fans anymore?
I am. I'm a real fan. No, I like the baked Ruffles, but Lay's are probably my Go favorite to. Chip.
I like Lay's. They're gluten-free, so that's one of the few chips I can have.
Lots of bubble chips in Lay's.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what
true.
I'm talking about?
Yeah,
a little
I
extra
like
crunch. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a Pringles guy, but Lay's just announced 8 new flavors, and they do it regionally. They're celebrating the United States, so
Lay's is the Oreo of potato chips. Can I say that?
With all the new stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that's
Pringles.
Wrong.
Pringles is worse
Pringles
than Lay's.
A lot of stuff.
Because I had a trivia night. There were 10 different flavors you had to identify on Pringles.
Wow.
And it's tough.
So Lay's is doing their Tastes of America line. Each one is supposed to represent a flavor from different parts of the country, and you can only get it in that part of the country. So, Cajun spice for Louisiana.
Fine.
Ooh. Chili con queso for Texas.
Yeah, I like that.
Ooh, I would like chili con queso.
Crab spice for Maryland.
Yeah. It's like those crab fries that I had in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I just like them, which I don't like crab.
It's just Old Bay.
Even though I am one.
Fried pickles with ranch, representing state fairs everywhere.
That might not be terrible.
We might end up with those here in the St. Louis area.
Yeah, right.
Or there's another one. Thai sweet chili for the Pacific Northwest.
Nah. Yeah.
Pimento cheese for the South.
Oh, I love pimento cheese sandwich.
Yeah, I do, too.
If you ever are out and you need good pimento cheese spread, Mrs. Weaver's. It's top notch.
And if you're ever in Paducah, Kentucky, Kirchhoff's Bakery, you can get a good one there, too.
Hmm. Mrs. Weaver's is more available.
That is true.
And who wants to go to Paducah?
Well, hey.
Oh, wow. If you're in there.
Hey, quilters
there.
Love Paducah.
Quilters do?
Quilters.
Yeah, they have the quilt museum there.
Lobster roll for the New England states. And in Chicago, we might get this
hot
one as well.
Dog.
Deep dish pizza.
Ooh.
Oh.
I don't know about a chip. Pizza chip.
Chips. No, sounds if I'm right. doing pizza, I'm going combos.
I knew you were going to say that.
I don't like
combos. Pizza combos.
I don't like combos either.
Anybody want free McDonald's fries every Friday for the rest of the year?
Yeah.
I think it's dangerous.
All you got to do is download the McDonald's app. There's a coupon on there, and as long as you spend at least $1 on something else, free medium fry.
Oh, so I'm going to be eating something else.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you just want the fries. $1.
A
I mean, that's not. Yeah.
What if it's another fry?
Yeah,
it's
two fries.
I'm okay with that.
Don't do that. BOGO. They've got a lot of different deals on the McDonald's app, including get a free soft drink with a $1 purchase on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the rest of the year, or 20-piece McNuggets any day of the week
just $4.99.
Sweet.
But they're stingy with their sauces.
And McDonald's?
Yeah,
yeah, they have signs that say if you want extra, it's going to be, well, some of them do.
I think it's like a limit for just two. You only get two.
Even if you get a 20 piece.
Really? It should it should be more if you get a 20 piece.
I don't know. They're very stingy with their sauces, I think.
I haven't been in a while. I don't know. You hear people say, oh man, I love bacon. That bacon's insane. Well, guess what? New study from Johns Hopkins Medicine in Baltimore.
It's not really bacon.
Eating too many cured meat products like hot dogs, salami, bacon, and beef jerky could actually make you develop mania.
Oh, and Nick is in trouble.
Mania.
He's a big fan of all cured meats. All of them.
And he is kind of a maniac.
It's how he stays preserved.
I mean, he loves them more than the typical person.
Nice, Kevin. The definition of mania, heightened mood, energy, and arousal. It's most likely to happen to people with bipolar disorder or schizophrenia.
Okay.
Well, it makes mania sound kind of good.
Yeah. That doesn't arouse.
I need a little pick-me-up. Yeah, sure. Some bacon.
Nick has been known to, like, get into the hard salami before it's been checked.
Really?
At the store?
Yeah, well, because it already has the price on it.
Right.
You know, if you get it at the deli.
Oh, you mean before you check out?
Yes.
Right. I get it.
Yeah.
But then does he go up there and say, hey, there's less than it says in the package. Can I have a discount?
No, he does not do that.
And this is legit. They say they studied a whole bunch of people who were in mental hospitals and said that people with mania were 3.5 times more likely to have eaten cured meat beforehand than the average person.
Food. How many?
What is the percentage?
3.5 times more likely.
Wow.
I mean, like, kind of crazy, right?
Ever eat cured meat or be like a regular...
No, like right before they checked into the hospital.
Very recently, yeah.
Just had a salami sandwich.
Right. Yeah, and I'm feeling crazy.
That's
maniacal.
Weird. That is weird.
Yeah.
Food stamps!
All right, we have $1,000 for you. 12K a day giveaway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.